It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. Governor Newsom is calling the Texas abortion pill decision we've been hearing about on NPR political. In response to the ruling, Newsom stressed California's commitment to keeping abortion legal and accessible. The governor has been bold on this front. Last month, he said he wanted to stop doing business with Walgreens after the company said it would not distribute an abortion pill in 21 states facing legal action. It turns out California is legally bound to keep doing business with Walgreens. And here to explain why is Samantha Young. She's a reporter with Kaiser Health News. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me today.
Sure. So will you remind us first about this issue with Walgreens? Why did the company get so much pushback?
So the issue revolves around an abortion pill that up until recently could only be given to patients in a clinic, a medical office, or a hospital. And just a few months ago, the FDA decided that pharmacists could begin dispensing the pill if they get certified. And Walgreens is one of the pharmacies that says it would like to get certified. And that got letters from about, as you noted, attorney generals in Republican states that said threatened legal action if they wanted to sell the pill at their stores in their states. And the company responded in its own way, saying that they didn't have any plans to sell the abortion pill in places where it was illegal. And that's where Governor Newsom comes in. He tweeted last month that California was done doing business with Walgreens because of how they responded to these attorney generals.
But it sounds like from your reporting that it's not as simple as that. California can't just take this stance against Walgreens the way the governor would like to.
That's exactly right. It turns out that there is federal law protecting Walgreens and other healthcare providers in the state's massive Medicaid program.
Okay, so this has to do with Medicaid statute, right?
That's exactly right. It has to do with Medicaid statute and also regulations that have been put out by the federal government. And it's very explicit in saying that a person can go to any healthcare provider that they choose if it's an approved provider, which Walgreens is in California.
So did the legal experts you checked with describe to you the conditions in which this exclusion could happen?
Yes, that was something I was extremely curious about. And I spoke to a handful of experts in Medicaid law. And the sum of it is that Medicaid law protects Walgreens as what is known as an approved provider in Medicaid. And they basically can keep providing this service as long as they're not violating their contract or committing any fraud.
Okay. On the politics, we know that Governor Newsom likes to make big statements. It gets a lot of attention. But is there a sense that maybe he knew this policy change would be kind of challenging to implement?
I think the answer to that question is we don't know what the governor knew or didn't know at that time. But on the politics, Democrats are certainly saying that this is a governor who stood up to abortion rights, no matter what the outcome was. And then you have Republicans who are saying, well, look, this is an example of a governor who backtracks.
But this is also kind of tricky because Newsom in 2019 made it a point to tell Californians that patients could go to any pharmacy in the state, right?
He did. You know, actually, on his first day in office, his first executive order was all about trying to make prescription drugs more affordable and more available to Californians, and especially those on Medicaid.
And what has Walgreens said about all this?
Walgreens is trying to stay out of the way of Governor Newsom. They really declined to comment on his tweet and this latest development. But what they are saying is that they plan to distribute the abortion pill in places where it is legal to do so.
Samantha Young, reporter with Kaiser Health News. Hey, great reporting, and thank you.
Thank you for having me on today.